with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Now, none of us are perfected in love all the way. So all of us, you know, got places that we need to make adjustment. So if you found a place and identified, that's what a good doctor does. He identifies an area where you need to give some attention to. Say, look, everything else look all right, but this here is a little bit out right here, and we need to make a correction here and an adjustment here. So I'm just telling you, don't get upset with God because he showed you that you need to make an adjustment. Just be happy that you found it ahead of time. Just be happy that he's identified an area that needs some correction. And then say, Lord, I received the correction. I take my medicine. I repent of how I've been living. Lord, I'm not going to do that anymore. Now help me, Lord. Amen. And you might have to meditate on this here, you know, three times a day. You might have to read 1 Corinthians 13, you know, three times a day for a whole month until you get the impurity out of your spirit. Let that word drive all that other stuff out, and you renew your mind to what it really means to walk in love. We're to be rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:17 says, may Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide in, make his permanent home in your heart. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. May you trust in that love. I had to trust in the love of God the day that lady threw me out of her office. Because, you know, my flesh was boiling. But she closed the door on me while in the middle of while I'm talking in front of my son. I ain't going there, you know, I ain't going there with the emotional stuff like I had it. It's just a memory now. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't getting mad thinking about it. Because I wasn't even mad that day. I was disappointed how this lady responded, but it was in front of my son, and Gabe said, Dad, I can't believe she did you like that. And I looked at Gabe, I said, Gabe, I can't believe she did it either. I said, but come on, there's a better way. There's a better way for us to handle this without me acting a fool here and getting my picture in the paper. Even if they ain't got a picture of you, they will find a picture somewhere, and then they'll doctor it and make you look like you the lowest person on earth. They'll put dark circles under your eyes, a frown on your face, stuff falling out your nose. They'll put wrinkles on you where you ain't got no wrinkles. And then stick you in the newspaper. They doctor them pictures. I always wonder why everybody looks so bad when they put you in the paper. I said, I know that person don't look like that. One time I had to take a double take. Is that who I think it is? That looked like somebody I know. They done messed them pictures up so bad. They find the worst picture they can find of you and stick you out there. Because they're trying to shape people's opinion of you. They're trying to give validity to their write-up. But you got to be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded means established, firmly fixed in love. Means I'm not going to move. I'm not going to let no wind blow me out of love. I'm not going to let your attitude and your disrespect, your lack of respect, I'm not going to let you move me from the way I know I'm supposed to be. I got an argument, man did me wrong one day building my house. Just was nasty in what he did. Supposed to be spreading sand around my yard, you know, to grade the lot to drain, and it had pit run. And then he walked over there, piled up, and he kicked it. He said, look at that. He said, you can't find no better sand than that. You know what? I had to walk off from him. I said, man, you going to call this sand with all these rocks? You calling this sand? You can't find no better sand than this. I just say, God ain't sleep. That's exactly what I told him. And when he tried to say something, I say, shut up. Don't say another word. God ain't sleep. And I walked off from him. I maintain my love walk. I said, I'm going to let God fight this battle. That's all I'm telling him. I said, God's going to handle you. God watching what you're doing. He ain't sleep. He see what you're doing. See, when you trust God, you just leave things up to him. You get out, you, how the song go? Step aside and let the power of God come in. See, I got the love and I got the power. Say, Pastor, how could you walk away from situations like that? Because I got some power in me. Yeah, but you was weak. No, I wasn't. In the eyes of man, love looks real weak. It looked real weak when Jesus was hung out. Oh, he looked so weak, didn't he? Didn't look like he could do nothing, did he? They laughed at him and wagged their head at him and said, look at him. He saved others, but he can't save himself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross. Oh, they made fun of him because he looked so vulnerable and so helpless and so weak. Look at him. He's getting just what he deserved. Yeah, but 3 days later. What looked like weakness wasn't weakness at all. It took some strength to go to the cross to bear everybody's sin. Ain't no weakness in that. Taking your poverty, taking your sin, taking your hurt, taking your sorrow, taking your pain, taking your sickness and your disease. Ain't nothing weak about what Jesus did. But that was love in demonstration. So love will look weak sometimes, but it ain't weak at all. Oh, that was the strength of God being manifested. God had to turn his head from him when he became sin for us. And Jesus cried out, my God, Father, why have you forsaken me? God had to do it, had to judge him, had to punish him for us. Jesus felt the weight and the burden of our sin. And the separation from God, he finally felt it, what it was like to be a man not having God in him. Amen. Came sin for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you got to guard your love walk. You got to guard it. Now, let me give you the final exam. You say, I give it to you in dose. I gave you 3 pills a day. 3 gospels. I give it to you in 3 steps. Now, if you're not seeing the blessing like you want, like you think you ought to, and you're living by faith, you're confessing the word, you're in church, you're giving your tithes and your offerings, and things still not turning around for you. I know sometimes there's a fight to faith, and sometimes it's just a trial of your faith. You just got to persevere. But one thing I would do in the midst of that is I would check up on my love walk, because that could be blocking everything. Okay? So you want to make sure that's always the first place you go. If things ain't going right, always check and see if you're walking in love. Because if you ain't walking in love, that's the reason why things is being held up and hindered from getting to you. Now I'm going to break it down to our everyday language. Here we go. Do you have any unforgiveness in your heart? Do you have any unforgiveness in your heart? Check your heart for unforgiveness. Are you holding a grudge against anybody that's wronged you or abused you? Do you have a grudge in you? Are you withholding good from someone or refusing to meet a need that God has laid on your heart to meet? Are you withholding good from somebody that God done told you to bless? Are you stingy or selfish with what God's blessed you with? Are you selfish? Are you stingy? Are you jealous or envious of anyone or resentful at anybody else's blessing? Do you have any jealousy in your heart? Do you have any covetousness working and saying, man, I wish I had what they had? All of that is a violation of the law of love. Are you arrogant and puffed up with pride and you lack humility? Do you have any pride working in me, God? If you do, repent of it. That's the best way to get rid of anything. Do you rejoice or have fun sinning or watching others sin against God? Are you having fun sinning? Are you that deceived? The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for how long? I got a big rat trap in my office. It's about this big. And now it ain't never caught a real rat. I use it for illustration purposes. To show people that you can play with that rat trap all day long and it's harmless until the trap is set. And you know that the trap is not designed to injure the mouse. It's not designed to scare him away. It's not designed to give him a warning. It has one thing in mind. It's got one purpose. It's going to kill it. That's the way sin is. So you can have fun for a season, but that fun season come to an end and death starts setting in. Satan starts killing your relationship with God. He'll kill it. He'll destroy your relationship with God through sin. Well, you won't even want to pray. You don't want to go to church no more. You start looking for excuses not to come to church. You start justifying sinful behavior. Well, you know, the Lord know I got a need. Well, you know, the Lord understand. Well, you know, I'm just human. What that's got to do with anything? Nothing. You need to be submitted to God. Do you love the truth? If you have any of these things present in your life, just repent. Make a change for the better. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. And then four keys to staying in love. Love your enemies. Love. Bless them that curse you. Everybody say, love.
Love.
Bless. Do good to those that hate you. Do something good for somebody that despises you. See, pride won't let you go there. Really? See, pride won't let you walk in love. Pride will say they don't deserve nothing. Giving them nothing. They ain't getting nothing from me the way they treated me. They can't stand me. Why I'm going to do something good for them? See, love just the opposite. Love will go ahead and do it. See, because God does that with us, right? Who's deserving? Nobody. And yet he's good all the time. Amen? Then the Bible says pray for those that despitefully use you. You're supposed to pray for them, not talk about them. Final test is, how about your words, what you've been saying? Do your words minister grace to the hearer? Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center